When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ramble.
Doom, 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 doom.
What's the song from Invader Zim?
I don't remember. Doom,
doom. Come on, you guys, get on my level. Welcome to Guilty Pleasures.
Oh, we started?
Yeah, we're in. We're in.
Yeah, we're in.
It's a lackluster intro.
No, it's a really good one. Everybody loves it.
We love it.
If things aren't lackluster until you tell people they're lackluster, and then they think about it, and you go, like, actually, yeah, you're right. I don't like it.
Oh, it was just quieter than you normally are.
Well, because there's only one quote, and I want to save it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you want to go? Okay, here we go. Here we go. I got it.
Is he starting over?
Okay. Doom! Welcome to Guilty Pleasures.
How was that? What? When did that come from?
You wanted energy. I got you energy.
All right.
Today we're talking about the K-drama Doom at Your Service.
Yeah, we are.
Episodes 1 and 2.
Episodes 1 and 2. Not the whole thing. Please don't judge us.
Yeah,
I want to watch it all.
I want to watch the whole thing.
I need to know.
There was a moment where I was like, hey, I think I can watch it all. How many episodes do you think there are?
It's just one season, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's a closed-ended season?
16.
Good God!
What? 16 hours. Does it end at the end? Do you know, Rainey?
I think it does.
It does?
We went to Kaylin in our office, and we asked her for some K-drama recommendations to continue our education of lust.
Yes. Kedrication.
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 And this was at the top of her list.
Education.
It's built right into
Fuck, it was right there. I'm
That's
so stupid.
So, hey, don't be like that.
Education.
Don't be like that.
K-dramation.
Don't be like that.
God.
It's okay.
Education.
Let me have one. You have them all.
I can't do this shit no more.
Derek's having a breakdown. This is why we can't record this late at night.
I can't keep missing
these
puns.
We're all emotional.
Oh, God. Anyway, education.
There's something about a K-drama that just makes you lust.
It just makes you so horny.
It's the soft lighting on everybody, I think. That's
Everyone's
what makes you
filter.
Lust. Everybody's got a aura filter.
Ooh, I like that.
Aura filter? I don't know.
And the
a bloom, if you will.
Everything is just a little bit sparklier, a little bit peppier.
A little bit nicer, a little bit paler.
I can hear their breaths and their gasps.
Yeah.
It's not full anime, but there's just the...
Close. Yeah, it's part of the culture. Like when she fell in the middle of the street.
I want to tell you guys the premise of this show.
Go for it.
Because it's a wild one.
Mm.
And I think if you haven't watched it...
I think it's pretty tame.
Compared to our last, compared to whatever we watched last time, you're right. It is kind of tame.
Kiki's.
Fucking miss Kiki.
Yeah, I fucking miss Kiki's. I can't. People have Kiki's are like tattooed on them.
Wait, you missed Kiki?
I missed Kiki's.
Dog, I loved Kiki.
It's so fucking. I'm sorry. We don't have to do this. Apologize.
I saw 1,000 Kiki's for Halloween.
I was like, I know it. I get it.
Yeah.
I know
who you are.
Yeah.
Reference.
There's so many. It's referenced consistently throughout animation.
Yeah, it's good.
Anyway.
If you haven't watched this show, I think you should still stick around because we got you. We're going to tell you about the first two episodes and then we're going to tell you where we think it goes.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And I think I know.
Oh.
Mm. I think I know the whole show.
Stopped guessing on dramas.
Yeah.
I don't think they're predictable anymore, and because I've stopped trying to do that, I've regained some fun in watching.
That has been the fun part about watching like K-drama stuff that isn't American, is it's really unpredictable. I have no idea what their formats are. Sometimes they throw in a little montage, still frame music video in the middle for no reason.
Oh, they put it in the middle and the end.
Oh my God. I have no idea what's going on at all times.
Love it.
I'm constantly questioning the group chat. What the fuck is happening?
Love
Who is
it.
This person? And I really am. I'm enjoying it. The chaos of K-drama.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
The chaos?
Yep.
Oh.
Served it.
Oh, shit.
That was an easy one.
Doom at Your Service, a woman finds out that she has a brain tumor.
She's gonna die.
She's gonna die in fucking 100 days.
Doom at your service. Stars a woman. She finds out she about to die.
Yep.
She got a tumor. Meanwhile, there's a man. He's hot. Turns out he's Doom.
Like the sense of like, the act of like Omega, the end.
Yep.
He's the period on the sentence. There's life and there's death. And we're not really going to go so far as to call him the devil, but he's devil adjacent.
Because he's devilishly handsome.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy.
He's Doom. And she make it turns out that once a birthday.
Yeah, go ahead and explain this time.
We'll get into the specifics later. It's not important for this. He gets to grant a wish.
Okay.
And so instead of just granting Doom, he gets to grant a wish. But he listens and he finds this woman who is wishing for the destruction of the world.
Classic.
And he says, I'm going to grant that wish. I'm going to burn this whole fucking place down.
Down to the ground.
And so now what you have is a lady and Doom living together for 100 days. But guess what? Kind of hot. This is Doom at your service.
And just to be clear, the woman making the threat against the world saying, doom this earth, doom it all to hell, she's mad because she's got a brain tumor, she's going to die.
Yeah, and she's going through the worst day of her life.
Yeah.
She found out she was going to die.
Sick.
She found out that her boyfriend is married. Her boyfriend, I mean, she found out this information after being having water thrown on her face by the pregnant wife
of her boyfriend.
I love how she reacts to that too. She just goes, oh God.
Yeah. No, but I feel like that's the most accurate way that anybody would react to that after finding out that they have a fucking 100 days to live. Because it's just like, of course I'm getting
that's
water thrown
so
on me.
True.
Oh my God. What else? I think that this woman is a star.
Oh yeah.
I think that she is fucking destroying this role. And I really do feel like it would be a disservice for me to even say her name. One, because she's so talented, and then two, because I will butcher it.
Yeah, mostly because you can't pronounce it.
Mostly because I can't pronounce it. But I do think that I am. Let me hide.
Okay.
Let me be a coward.
Okay. Go on.
But she, I think that there's a lot of like nuances in her performance of playing someone who is dying that is kind of special.
Yeah.
You know,
we also like her eyes are so big.
Oh my
her
God. Eyes those are so girls' fucking eyeballs. Big.
They're like half her face.
Out of her head.
Leave it to the K-drama. They will find the hottest people, humanly possible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to get this out of the way. So before Doom and Our Lady talk, her name is Talk.
Talk
something. Talk. Talk dong.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
We
fun
like
to say.
It. We like it.
We like it.
They have like they brush shoulders in the hospital. They kind of have like a run-in before. They make eyes at each other. And I'm going to say this line as neutrally as possible. He says, I know I'm handsome, but I'm a little busy. I want to see if any of us can pull that line off genuinely, because they gave this man who is hot. He is angular. He's wearing turtlenecks.
Asian Edward Cullen.
He is the Asian Edward Cullen.
Yo.
I will say the only other person outside of Edward Cullen to pull off this line was Idris Elba in The Office.
Yes. I know the effect
I have on women. Hard cut after they are like fawning over him. I know the effect I have on women.
He's dressed as a doctor. He's pale as a ghost.
He's always wearing turtlenecks, which
Why
there's something about like the less neck I see, the more I want to rip it off him.
The more you're like, what's under there?
What's under
there?
Let me see that neck.
Let me see that sweet neck.
Sorry. There have only been like a couple of men I've seen where I'm like, oh, dog, you're shockingly handsome.
So handsome that you're ugly.
Yeah, so handsome that you're ugly.
You went full circle.
So handsome that you're ugly. And he's teetering on that line. Mm-hmm. It's just like, dog, obviously you're objectively handsome. Mm-hmm. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's almost like a too handsome, whatever. It doesn't matter.
I'm skipping way forward and then we will come back. But the end of the second episode, She says something to him, and he has a cigarette in his mouth.
Oh, my God.
And there is a close-up on his lips that is pornography.
The way that I have been quoted saying, cigarettes are my least favorite thing. I would rather die than be with a man that smokes cigarettes. I take it all back for that moment.
Should.
He has a cigarette resting on his lips.
Oh my God.
And then he just sort of softens, smiles, and the cigarette droops
down a little bit.
But it's like resting on his lips. And this man has the plushest lips I've ever seen.
Plush boys.
And I wanna
be that cigarette.
I wanna lay on them like pillows.
I wanna rest my head.
I wanna nestle nooks and crannies of my body.
Yeah.
He went from being a sharp, angular man to just the softest, doughiest, marshmallowy man I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, everything is angular until you zoom in and you see the rounded curves.
The thing with being that hot in that role, right, is it's a real mind fuck for a girl to watch because you're rooting for him and you hate him. He reminds you of your ex, but you also want him to be your future husband. You know what I'm saying?
Get it.
He plays bad and good. He's toxic as hell, y'all. He's literally doomed. He is death.
He's just so hot. Mm. So once again, I would like to go back to the line. This is his opening line.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know I'm handsome, but I'm a little busy.
Yeah.
I would like to hear if any of us can get close.
Okay. Here we go.
And I'm gonna give this my best. I haven't practiced.
I haven't either. Oh, God. I
bet you Garrick is going to do it, but doesn't want to.
He's going
to
try, and then he's going to burst out laughing at the end. Oh, God. I can't do that.
So she goes,
probably. You're close.
They touch. She looks up.
I know I'm handsome. I'm just a little busy.
Yeah, Kelsey, you fuck hate, boy. Man. You hate us. God damn. You're like, the beanie isn't helping because you're just doing the fucking.
I know I'm handsome, but I'm busy. I'm busy.
That is.
Stay busy.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm busy. I know I'm handsome, but I'm busy.
Do you think that was hot?
I think you're both wet, and it's clear by the way you're sliding off
your chair. Yeah, we are. I'm literally opening my legs. I'm opening my legs even more. I'm like, well.
Can I tell you what something I really said on a FaceTime date yesterday? On a FaceTime date yesterday, this guy was like wrapping up, and I was so not into
it. What is a FaceTime date?
It's where the guy's hot in his photos, but you got to make sure. So you're like, let's grab a FaceTime before a coffee.
Fair enough.
And he said, he's like halfway saying goodbye, and he's like, well, I just think you're super pretty and fun. And I just went, I am.
good for you because like the whole like doe-eyed shit was just like, oh wow, thank
me,
you
stop.
Me you th- like I
didn't even flinch. I would, and afterward I would who am I
yeah, no, you're a fucking dog. You got that fucking dog in you.
You're
that's
right
you
now
should,
I'm in dog
like,
mode.
I'd
like to be in dog mode.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, I know. Thanks.
Don't think I'm letting you two get away from doing this. All right, you ready? I'm going to deliver the line. Here we go for Zachary
Servin. I would
Servin.
Just like to counter. I know I'm handsome, but I'm a little busy.
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
You did it!
He
I'm
going
to give it to you on the first half.
He did it.
He got us on the first half, but the I'm a little busy. God. You got me on the first half.
Pretty sure everyone's earpods just slid out of their ears.
Here he goes. Here he goes.
Okay. Let me get it.
Here we go. We're walking. Oh.
Hi.
I know I'm handsome. I'm a little busy.
Garrick, like, his version of this was, I don't have time for this shit.
You were like my dad yelling at me. I'm busy right now.
I know I'm handsome. I'm a little busy.
Garrick just gave us, I'm married. I got a girl. Get away from me, you heathen. Stay away. We all won that.
We all won. Yeah. In our
audience
way. Wow.
You touched on it briefly, and it took me, I would say, until the second episode to fully realize.
I did touch on it briefly.
Nice.
Sorry.
Nice.
Sorry. Go on. This is a horny episode. Just saying.
Well, it's a horny show.
He's
a toxic ass man.
Good.
And it didn't make me real. I didn't realize it until we were into it. And I go, oh, this is the classic. I can fix him.
Yeah, I can't.
That's what it is.
It is like the deepest form of it, where it's just like, I can fix death.
He's literally the fucking death. Like, think about this man. He's going around torturing souls, causing death to happen, opening sinkholes. Yeah. There's a moment where he goes, should I pick you up tomorrow? And then she like says something and is like, or crawl on the floor in pain if you want to. Like, he's doing this like crazy mind back fuck. And forth mind fuckery. At one point she disagrees with him, so he flashes her back to the moment of her near death. That is a boost.
Yeah.
But it's presented in a way that's hot. And I think that's probably
here's what it's giving. It's giving Dexter. He kills serial killers. It's also giving, he's still deserving of love.
It's fucking 50 Shades of Grey. This is Dorian Gray, right?
Not the same.
What's his name? Fucking.
You got it. No, Dorian.
Dorian Gray is the painting. The Elizabethan. Guy.
Richard Gray. Mr. Gray.
Christian Gray.
Dorian Gray is the one with the painting and all that stuff. You kill the painting, you kill him. Anyway, sorry. Yeah. Yes.
He kills bad. He tortures bad people.
Well, they do just enough to make him sympathetic. Like, he's capped. He's caught. He's sad. There is a guy who goes on a stabbing rampage, and he's like, "You tried to kill yourself? Not on my watch. I'm gonna torture you. He's like doling out vengeance against the do-batters of the world.
So that's all we know him as so far.
But that does not excuse the fact that he is toxic within the confines of this relationship. I think there is something psychologically where, again, it's the I can fix him syndrome.
Ooh, it's Daddy Dom.
Where people watch and go, I want someone who's bad and I want to be in a bad situation, but I want it to work out
it's
for me.
Literally Daddy Dom.
I think the where... I guess we like poke holes in the 50 Shades of Grey of it all. I guess that all of those holes get filled. I heard it before I even said
it. You said it.
All of those holes get filled by mythology and the fact that you're dealing with a demon. So it's just like, there's a suspension of disbelief in here. Where it's just like, of course he's toxic. He's walking around and torturing souls all day.
Yeah. That's just who he is. We accept that as his character.
We accept that. And if they wind up together at the end, that's more of like her being powerful rather than him being toxic. Mm. That makes sense? Or
but
less
is
toxic?
It power if he sort of tricked her into it? Because the part that got me, because I was like rooting for them, obviously, because they're super hot hotties together.
Let me be clear. I would like them to kiss. Yeah. I do not hear my qualms with the show, saying that I don't want them to kiss. They better smooch, and I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, but the one part that got me was when he said, remember, I told you, I'm not on your side. And I went, God damn it. Why you had to do me like that? Why'd you have to tell her that? Why'd you have to remind us that you are,
because
in fact, the villain?
He has to remind her that he's like, we're not the same, dog. I'm not human.
We
are literally built different. I am not you. I'm not on your side. You said you are a means to an end for me. Oof. I am trying to ruin or cause doomsday. With the wish that you...
Let's talk more about this premise, because it is so fire.
It's a good premise.
It's so cool.
High stakes.
It's very high stakes, very...
It's like a trapped demon who's like, I want to burn the world, and I've found a loophole where I can grant her wish, and her wish is my wish, and we're going to work together, and I'm going to cause the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Because he gives her a choice at one point. He's like... Okay, you have entered this agreement with me. Your wish is doom the world. I will doom the world in 100 days when you also die. So you're going to die, and I'm going to doom the world for you. But he gives her a choice where he's like, or I'll let you take it backsies, but you die right now. And she takes the 100 days in the doomsday. So she's a little bit toxic too.
Yeah.
She really said, take this whole motherfucker out with me. Yeah. If I'm going to die, take down the whole goddamn house.
It's the ultimate trolley problem.
Die now and or die later.
Yeah, she literally chose. It's like, nah, I mean, I'm going to sit on the track and then push it over to me.
Yeah.
So there are two hilarious back-to-back digs at America in this show. And a potential third that my favorite was, he's walking around her house And she goes, that lunatic, is he an American wearing his shoes indoors?
So rude.
Such a good burn.
Yeah.
But then I want to look at the rules. So he is allowed to grant a wish after the fall of an empire.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here and I'm like, what empire fell? Is it America?
I think it was.
Is this like Koreans' way of, like the Korean show's way of saying, or culture's way of saying, like, yeah, America's obviously over. Is that implied or am I looking into it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what civilization just fell. I was kind of just like, oh, maybe it was one on another planet.
Because
it blew up. Because I was like, it blew up, and then that's where the meteor shower is coming from.
I get to do it with a human this time. Yeah. Like, he does reference humans. Maybe he's been on alien planets before. I think you're right.
You are such a sci-fi dork.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
He's
bringing
justice to your brain, and also lore of this show.
This is where our brains default go. Mine goes like, it's obviously a socio-political commentary. And you're like, space!
Space parallel universe.
The combination of a turtleneck and a duster.
Oh.
I would like to pull it off, and I don't think I ever will.
No, you can. You got it.
What's
just
a duster?
The long jacket.
Peacoats.
The long...
See, dusters where I come from are the things you huff that are keyboard cleaners.
Yeah. That also true. Also works.
Also known as whippets.
Nice.
Everybody in this show had the Backstreet Boys hair.
Oh, yeah.
And I won that, too.
Yeah.
They all were stylish as fuck. It had me thinking it was a little bit in the future.
Yeah. His hair is a light green. There's, like, green, like, in the light.
Was your screen clean?
No, my screen was very clean.
Do you need a duster?
I do not need a duster. My screen is always fucking... My TV screen is always clean.
Okay.
Nothing about your personality says that
to be true.
About having a clean screen?
Yeah, for some reason, I feel like you would have a bit of a dusty screen.
No. Are you out of your fucking mind?
I don't know. Something about you gives a little dusty screen.
You kind of have like a dusty screen essence.
Ooh, how? That is so rude.
I don't even...
How is that ruder than what? I was just yes-anding.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing. I'm just saying, damn, more mean. Sorry, Rick, I take it back.
Yeah, take it back. Re-look at my personality. Yeah, I would never have a dusty screen. Anyway.
You have some fingerprints on your screen.
Yeah.
No fingerprints.
That's exactly what it is. It's not dust, it's fingerprints.
It's fingerprints.
Let's be clear. If anyone here has fingerprints on their screen, is me.
Yeah.
Just touching your screen. Don't touch your screens, guys. But yeah, his hair is green. His hair is like very, very dark green, and if you like shine a light onto it, you can kind of see it on the edges. It's cool.
Hot.
It's very cool.
Oh, can I just say, such a delight. Everything about this soundtrack is so much more extra than it fucking needs to be.
It's the little plucky cuteness.
Oh my God.
In every
I
comedy
said this
scene.
This music in this show is like God tier cinematic mixing. It's like Mary Poppins, but also Transformers.
Yeah.
Like when it's bad, it's like and I was like, oh my God, so mechanical. But then she's like in the house doing cute things. It's like,
and then every comedy scene is bunk, 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 bunk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bunk, bunk, bunk.
Yeah.
There's a lightness. Bunk, 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 this show bunk, should be very bunk, dark. It's about death. It's about doomsday. It's about a woman dying. But they managed to have this lightness, this airiness, this comedy. It really plays a good balance of dark and light the same way I think the main characters bounce off each other.
I loved the opening animation.
There's an opening animation?
Yeah.
Oh, I skipped the intro.
What?
Yeah, I skipped the intro.
What? It was like maybe my favorite part. The animation style was beautiful.
Oh.
Oh, I was so into it. I thought, Garrick, that would get you for sure.
No, I fucked up. I didn't even know it was animation. I immediately pressed skipped intro.
I'm always skipping the intro.
Yeah, I didn't have...
You guys skip intros?
No.
Except for on Big Mouth.
No, said that you
I
did.
I skipped that one. But you said except Big Mouth?
Big Mouth.
Yeah. Big Mouth is a good intro.
What about Succession?
Well, because I want to hear the song.
Never.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There's a couple
that
I do.
Gotta do the intro.
Okay, we're sorry.
Okay, well, next topic.
His house is sensational.
Oh,
love it. Fucking
talk about
love
Succession.
It. Oh my God.
Money, money bags.
Oh God.
When you're a god demon?
Yeah. Yeah. Always have money.
Dark Apple store who?
The way that he's always like sitting sideways
on
looking
a
on a fucking concrete block.
With a fire lit.
In the circle window. Oh. Like sitting on a circle
so
window pane.
I hope that he has heated floors. Because in the winter, forget about
your toesies
it.
I mean, he probably doesn't have feeling, right?
You don't think he can feel?
I don't think he feels anything. I think he's a god.
Why does he look so sad all the time? He looks sad. Because
we do
get kind of a tidbit from Mother Nature, from Mother Life, from Alpha.
Yeah, she has a garden and he's the butterfly in the garden and the flowers are
pleasing.
He's
life
cursed
is the
in
garden.
Some way.
I don't know.
Yeah. He's cursed in that he didn't choose this life.
The life chose him.
The life chose him, where like everything that he is involved with goes to shit.
Which makes you wonder, what was he before to deserve this?
He could be a tortured soul. Because he does love torturing souls, and I do love him doing that to
bad
the mass
souls.
Killer.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to remind y'all.
The serial killer.
It's the bad souls. We have yet to see him torture a good soul, minus our main character a little bit.
Yeah, he is torturing her.
Can I tell you, I know exactly what happens in this show.
Go on.
Go for it.
Okay, because in the second episode, she's like, what happens if I back out?
This wish.
And he goes, someone else will die.
The person
you love most at the moment. Okay, obviously, they're going to fall in love. They're going to smooch. It's going to come time for her to die. And he's going to be like, I back out of it. Kill me. And then she's going to kill him, get out of her wish, loophole, and then somehow he's going to become a human. They become humans together, live happily ever after.
I need you to hear this. I need to know if that's what happened.
Yeah.
I will not leave this podcast studio until Rainey gives us the answer.
Yeah.
Before that happens, I know that they kiss.
Yeah.
Oh!
It's
obviously they kiss.
It's
Wait,
everywhere.
What episode?
They're going to kiss?
Yeah, I would say Rainey, 50 days down.
Earlier, I Googled Doom at your service, kiss.
Uh-huh.
It took everything in my power to not watch it.
Yeah.
But I did send it to Rainey. It's from episode 6. We're going to watch
it
right
now.
Episode 6.
Oh, fuck me. 6 hours into this.
But with 10 more to go.
Yeah, that's a lot of fucking anticipation.
Pull it up before I slip off this chair.
So amped right now. I was in my office. It's them in the rain.
Oh, in
I
the
started
rain.
To watch, and I'm like, I can't do this.
No.
I can't do this right now.
God damn it. Do I want to watch this?
I cannot watch a 16-hour movie. That's insane. That's what this is.
Yeah.
I think the kiss will tell you how badly you want to watch it.
Yeah, okay.
Because this is shot like a movie, too. It is not shot like a TV series.
I feel like they shot it like a limited series. Like, they're like, we're only doing 16 episodes, so let's go all in.
Yeah, only 16?
Koreans
16?
Are just better.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, what's the budget of this?
It's just soft focus. You guys are overplaying how good it looks.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. I thought, no,
there is
slow
a crazy
motion.
Moment. Yeah, I mean, there's what a the crazy fuck? Moment where, like, she's about to get run over by a truck and the car, like, or the camera, like,
yeah.
underneath the
yeah.
truck and, like,
what
water splashes.
It's
pretty crazy.
Can you guys see?
Yes.
Okay.
Fuck.
Oh my God.
They're in the rain. She says, I have a wish.
And she's got the turtleneck on now.
Oh fuck, they both have turtlenecks.
Eric, move your big ass head.
I can't see.
Oh, he's wet.
Okay, I need to pause every second and a half.
Yeah.
She says, I have a wish. And he just kind of nodded his head like, oh.
Go on. Those eyes.
I want you to love me. His eyes are searching.
Can I make that
Kelsey, what'd she say?
Can I make that my wish?
Is that the only... She only gets one wish, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Damn.
Whoa.
Again, so, she didn't try the classic, I wish for 1,000 wishes.
Yeah, always gotta...
He's considering?
Oh my God, his top... He said no! Why? Why?
Because you don't need to.
Oh my God! Garrick, I will...
She looks... Oh, he's doing that thing where he's like kind of swallowing and you can see
his
jaw muscles.
Oh,
fuck.
His jawline is insane.
That's fucking play it. Why are you waiting?
It is pretty wild.
Rainey, are you seeing this for the first time?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's right.
I'm taken by his
his charm and handsome don't fucking yeah. play.
The, it's a lot, right?
Film.
It's a, and it's he's a fucking wet. Lot.
And he's fucking wet.
Oh!
Oh! Ah! Ah! He's going in! Oh, ah! My God! Ah! Oh, my God!
Wow.
Oh, my God!
Oh, he's, oh my God. He's caressing the face.
Oh, I need
he's
to tell
holding,
you guys what happened, but I can't.
He's holding
holy shit.
The chin.
Okay, so he says no. He.
But then nothing. What? But okay, then, first of all, I figured out what it is. Look how big that top lip is compared to the bottom. That's what
oh,
it is.
Is that it? It's that, a big top
oh
lip?
Oh, my God. The big, juicy top lip.
He says no. He looks at her. He considers. And then he goes, oh.
Play it. Oh, that breath.
He gasps.
He literally, in that breath, it's going, God. Damn it.
Fuck.
That's
then he
exactly
leans forward, grabs her face, kisses.
Gently.
Slowly.
A one-handed. On a hill, in the rain, surrounded by city lights.
You know how horny you have to be to not care about rain?
Yeah.
All that.
I'd be very mad about
wow.
most rain situations.
They're really tonguing.
You really get to see a new
oh,
angle
and her
shot.
Hands up too. Oh shit.
Goes
oh, they both
Jackie.
Go for it. Oh, this is a lot.
Wait.
This is, I mean, we got 2 minutes
this
left.
This is a good, this is a long kiss and it's a good kiss and it is deep.
Why can't that be her wish?
Because he's like, you don't need that to be your wish. I'm yeah. just going to yeah. dick you down for free.
He didn't say that.
He just said, I'm going to dick you down for the price of on the house.
I don't know, man.
This one is, and this is Mother Nature, who I don't know why she's in a hospital.
Because she's dying.
Why is she dying?
Literally because she, Doom knows that she's gonna, because she's gonna die soon.
Oh my God, they're still kissing.
Oh my God,
this is bedroom stuff.
Whoa!
Oh!
Oh! The open mouth.
We saw just a little bit of the tongue.
I mean, he's doing a lot of the work there. Wow.
Guys.
There's no way there's not hair gel dripping into his eyes right now. Wow.
This is... I need a minute.
Okay. She looks not as phased as I would be. I would be absolutely smattered on the floor.
This is spicy.
Oh, she's going for more! Why? She says, why?
Her little feet
towards him.
Little feet are walking forward towards. He's walking back.
He's got a good suit. I mean, a jacket.
Did he just disappear? Did he just fucking disappear?
Oh, yeah. We're watching this whole show.
Yeah.
Wait, he just disappeared on her?
The Mother Nature character was saying that you were programmed incorrectly, and so everything incorrect must be reset.
Oh, my God.
And so
what?
He just left. Okay, so this definitely doesn't go the route that we believe.
No me gusta.
I still think it gets back there.
Okay, all right.
I do have the, I've got the answer.
Okay,
whenever
will
you're
you tell
ready.
Us at the end of the episode yeah. after we do our little sign-off so yeah. that if anyone who doesn't want to know can turn
yeah.
away?
Yeah. Damn.
Wow. I'm,
You need a minute?
Zach Ooh. Calling that bedroom stuff is so funny.
this is bedroom stuff.
I mean, it was just an intensity of kissing that can only lead to one place.
Yeah.
Let me tell you guys something. That is how every girl wants to be kissed all the time. Every time.
Good to know.
Every time. Not if you how,
so you're telling you're
up.
Telling me I shouldn't be upside down like Spider-Man.
No! That is so complicated with the tongue.
I would argue that they don't always want to be kissed like that. Lies. Sometimes they're like, "Hey, I'm in the middle of something."
No. It's just like,
no,
nope.
Even in the middle of something.
I think she'd
sometimes
be like, where did this water come from?
Fucking Garrick is spraying the hose from his kitchen sink on the ceiling trying to get it wet.
I was expecting when I was growing up, I thought that was how all kisses were.
Yes.
And no, it's not.
And like to get a passionate kiss and like a guy who's confident going that slowly in, you just freeze. You just go, oh shit, it's happening. You can't stop it.
That you're right. The fact that it was a grab of the face and
if you both can maintain your composure and go that slow, whew.
If you both can.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I feel like I was just like, ah.
Yeah.
I try to Kirby you in my mouth.
Yeah, this is why I can never be a true hot person is because if I ever were able to manage a kiss like that, I would pull away. Instead of going like, oh, I'd be like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. Wow, immediately go on your phone and like call every person you know. It's just like, you don't understand what the fuck I just did.
Honestly, I would like to teach a college class about cinematic kisses.
Okay.
I would attend.
My first student.
I would lean after the kiss. I'd be like, that was pretty sick, right?
Yeah, right.
That was pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
You'd have to break the. You got to dork it up at some point, like either after or before.
No, Garrick. No, I'm not. Don't break the illusion.
I know.
Here's
but
the
illusion will be broken eventually when I start playing Dark Souls. You know.
I see.
So like, let's.
But why not have both? A dude that can be dorkified and passionate AF. Oh my God! Ring on my finger. Rainy likes it.
Hell yeah.
Rainy knows what I'm talking about. They exist out there
somewhere.
Well, you guys want some fun facts?
Yeah, let's get these
yeah,
fun
you
facts.
Bet your fucking asshole.
I mean, that's the craziest. Like, I'm at top tier horn level right now. And
I can't work.
Now I'm hearing fucking facts. I don't want to hear facts right now. I'm trying to watch the rest of this goddamn show.
I need a cigarette, but then that just makes me think about the cigarette dangling between his lips. His name means destruction. In Korean.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's like a fun fact or very literal. I will say that we don't really have many fun facts for this. It's a brand new show. Actually, I will say, I was looking up the leads for no reason, because I wanted to look at their faces more.
Okay.
And there was a YouTube video about how he has had a hard life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to watch it.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Now?
Maybe. I want to know.
No, not now.
I hope he's okay.
I feel like he's got to be doing all right after this.
Mm. I don't know. So people with like really, really hard lives, once they get fame, they don't know what to do with it. And then they start acting weird.
Our boy Doom said in a press conference, quote, "I personally think I have a weird face. You shut up right now."
Yeah.
Body dysmorphia at its finest, honey.
Damn.
"Sometimes I look handsome and sometimes I look ugly. I think the director thought highly of this strange visual of mine. He also said my eyes and aura attract people. I was really thankful for his compliment."
That dusty screen aura couldn't be found here.
So I didn't think I was going to keep watching it, but now I think I have
to. No, because I need Rainey to tell me the end. So if you don't want to know, leave.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Or the audience?
Both.
All right, now we are going to spoil the show.
Gotta know.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Kaylin sent an audio message.
"I'm driving, so I don't know. I hope you can hear me. Oh my God. Okay, so I fucking love this K-drama so much. But basically how it ends is she doesn't, like, I don't remember exactly how, but she doesn't have terminal illness anymore.
Done.
And they get, like, married, or I'm pretty sure he, like, proposes at the end. And he becomes a human to be with her.
Told you.
Because, like, they wish on a shooting star, some sort of thing. But, yeah, it basically, it has a happy ending. They get engaged, and he turns into a human, and she's not ill anymore. And they live happily ever after, and I love it. I wish I remembered more details, honestly. It's been a minute since I watched it."
Yeah, that was not helpful. Well, we're only two episodes in, but now it's time for us to decide, is this show a pleasure, a guilty pleasure, or just plain guilty?
Oh, we don't have to do this.
This is the guiltiest of guilties of guilty pleasures. This pleasures itself upon the guilt of my pleasures.
Yeah, you lay down, you actually have popcorn, you make popcorn at home.
This is a popcorn and wine for dinner show.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the girl dinner of television shows.
And if you're a guy, watch it with her because she gonna want fuck after.
Probably. If she's not tired of reading.
Yeah, nothing more to say here. It's like, I want to call it smut, but there's not actually anything smutty about it. But this is a erotic novel.
Yeah,
this is the most smuttiest non-smut I've ever smutted.
Yeah.
And there's something about them. Oh, we didn't talk about, like, they have the red bracelet. They're always holding hands.
Yeah, what was the red bracelet?
They have to recharge every night, which I didn't understand why that made sense, but he literally says we have to recharge. He has to recharge by holding her hand. Did y'all miss that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what he said.
Time for our pleasures, other things in media we are enjoying. Kelsey.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I do have one. Ready?
We've been recording this whole time.
I didn't know. there is a game, out called Alan Wake 2, and I feel like it is probably the most, like, ambitious game I've ever played.
I've never heard of this game.
Alan Wake. It's a guy's name. He's a writer, and he gets stuck in like a parallel dimension or whatever. And it's the first one was kind of like an action game, and the second one is like a straight up survival horror. And it's you're playing two people. You're playing as Alan Wake stuck in this dark dimension, and then you're playing a FBI agent trying to find him, and then also investigating a cult. So it's like True Detective, the game. True Detective Season 1, the game. And it's fucking sick. And there's so much like influence from like X-Files and Twin Peaks and all of this stuff. And it fully, fully delivers on the promise of prestige television that you can play. And I cannot state this enough. It is sensational, and it is sensational to like sit and watch. So if anybody wants to like look at like the walkthrough or anything like that, so they don't have to play scared or terrified the entire time, it's worth it, I feel like.
Okay, I have mine.
Go for it.
Don't make fun of me if this is old, because I just discovered it, even though my best friend tried to show me about this woman many moons ago. I have been listening nonstop to Chappelle Roan. Y'all don't know Chappelle Roan?
No.
Oh my God. Okay, so she is a girl from Missouri, moved out to LA in 2018, popped off. She is like the most ridiculous, like she's giving subversive Katy Perry meets Ethel Cain, where it's like talking about dancing at a strip club called the Pink Pony Club. Pink Pony Club. And it's just her, my favorite song of hers is called Feminomenon, which is about a feminism phenomenon. And her storytelling skills are just very fun, and she plays a very fun character. She also has a single out called Red Wine Supernova, which is fun to say.
Red Wine Supernova is a good title.
HOTTOGO, Hot to Go, is another good one. Casual, you have to know Casual. It's like, and now you're eating me out in the back of your car. This all sounds chaotic, but go listen to Chappelle Roan on Spotify. I promise you're going to have a lot of fun.
Suvyan Stevens has long been my absolute favorite artist, going back to like the late 2000s indie scene. He had an album called Illinois. He had Chicago, his most famous song. Suvyan is a god in my life, and his new album, Javelin, I did not listen to for weeks because I was terrified. I was terrified to feel the emotion that I knew it would bring on me. And wow, I am so glad I listened. It is a culmination of his entire career's sound. This man is out of his mind talented. And the album is extremely touching and personal and heartbreaking. Sufjan, for a long time, there was this question, is he religious? Is he closeted? Turns out he was both. And he recently came out by dedicating this album to his boyfriend who passed away.
Oh.
And it is so unbelievably heartbreaking. And I, you know, it is just a beautiful piece of art. Sufjan is a beautiful soul who, like, he's just one of those people who, like, he gives for the world.
Mm.
And I listen and support this man's art, because he is one of a kind. He's one of, like, the true artists that we have in music.
Oh.
And I couldn't adore him more.
Yay.
Beautiful.
That is an episode, folks. Have you watched this? Should we watch any more K-dramas?
Yes.
Ooh, maybe one that won't make us so...
horny? No, why would you tell them that?
I just need to feel something different.
Okay. Besides horny, got it.
I'm at Corndid in all things.
I'm Kelsey Dara in all the things.
I'm Garrett Bernard in all the things.
And until next time, I know I'm handsome, but I'm a little busy.
Yeah!